Early voting to narrow down the number of candidates for Park City Council from 6 to 4 runs through August 9th. Park City Senior Recorder Sharon Bauman tells KPCW there are restricted hours for all but the last day.
The hours are 10 to 2 daily until August 9th, which is the last day, and that day the hours are 10 till 5.
Voters, she says, will notice that the ballots look a bit different than they have in the past.
This year is the first year we've done this. The Lieutenant Governor's Office created a randomized alphabet listing. So the candidates are not listed in alphabetical order on your ballot. They're listed according to the randomized ballot order. So I want people to be aware of that when they come in to vote. It won't look like ballots in the past.
All registered voters can come up to the third floor of the MARSAC building to the East Conference Room to vote. Bauman says that voters will need appropriate ID to cast a ballot.
A driver's license is preferable because we can scan the back of that, but there are other items that are valid. ID, any ID card that's issued by an agency of the government, a Utah concealed weapon permit is valid ID. A passport, a tribal card are both considered ID. If people do not have that, they can bring in two forms of alternate ID, and that would include a utility bill, a Social Security card, vehicle registration that has their current address. What I'm primarily concerned about is making sure that the voters live in town and that they're a valid Park City voter.
If you don't have valid ID showing you are a resident of Park City, she says you will be allowed to cast what's called a provisional ballot,
which allows them to cast a vote. They have 5 days to bring in a valid ID that I would check, and then that would ensure that their ballot does count.
If you aren't registered to vote, she says it's too late to vote in the primary, but there is time to be able to vote in November's general election. You can find out more or register online by going to vote.utah.gov. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.